Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Just got done doing a story on how I think the bond market is predicting more global lockdowns of individuals and therefore the economy reducing economic output or productivity. But we are seeing some pushback here in the United States, some breaking news that is, in my opinion, great news. And I think this just shows us about it shows us how powerful we are as a group if we just stand up and fight for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism and just practice civil disobedience, or at least go out there and protest peacefully in a nonviolent, legal way and let the representatives, the central planners, know that we are sick and tired of their BS and we will not stand for this push towards more and more central planning and more authoritarianism, that we are going, that we value our freedom and liberty, and we're not going to allow them to take it away from us. And let's get to that story right here on Zero Hedge. This is White House quietly delays mandate as another federal judge objects. And another thing that I find very exciting is that these federal judges are maintaining the law. I mean, you know, I always say that it seems like we become a country or a society of men and not of law. But obviously, there's a huge, huge push in the mainstream media and with the central planners, the politicians, for these mandates and this draconian approach. But you've got a lot of judges out there that obviously have the stones to stand up and say, no, we don't care what the narrative is. This is just flat out illegal. So yet another court has decided to block the Biden mandate. Only this time the judge focused on the requirement for healthcare workers to get the medicine or say goodbye to their jobs. Earlier this month, a Texas judge blocked the White House from enforcing some of its mandates by way of large corporations. Now a different federal district judge, this time in Missouri, is blocking the administration from enforcing a mandate for healthcare workers in some 10 states. Meanwhile, as more courts object to the mandate, the White House is quietly telling federal agencies, listen to this, guys, let me reread this here. The White House is quietly telling federal agencies they can hold off on firing federal workers for not complying with the mandate until after the holidays, according to a memo obtained by the press on Monday. So what's happening is they're getting a lot of pushback internally, and the managers are going to their managers who are going to their managers and saying, hey, if this thing goes through, I know it's what the administration is trying to push. They've got to realize that it's going to leave us wildly understaffed. And that would probably include the IRS, which they're trying to add employees. And so I think what the administration is now doing is the same thing the airline industry is doing. And that is just kick the can down the road. He can't go back now. There's no way he can go back and say, oh yeah, those mandates that I was talking about, we kind of thought about that a little bit longer. And yeah, bad idea. They're never going to say that. So they've got to try to maybe figure out a way that they can kind of pull these things back while at the same time saving face and making it seem like it's something they did that achieved these amazing results. Like maybe they're just hoping that the case count or the hospitalizations, what have you, in the United States just absolutely plummets. And they can say, well, it's because of it's because so many people have the medicine. Well, there you go. We got to a level that is acceptable. We see all the numbers better. So, okay, yeah, I guess we can pull back those mandates because we believe in freedom and liberty. You can see that type of spin. And maybe that's what they're hoping for. Or maybe they're just kind of throwing a Hail Mary and hoping that this is the results of the data, because they know they've backed themselves into a corner by trying to punk all of these people into injecting a foreign substance into their body They thought that they would just go ahead and obey, but they're getting pushback from so many people that now they've painted themselves into a corner where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they continue with the mandates, then they're going to lose, you know, half, not half, but a good portion of their staff, which is going to make it very difficult for them to A, find new good people, and then B, execute their other objectives. You pull back on the mandates, and then you look like an idiot to the entire United States, the global press, and probably most importantly, your constituents. So, and this is according to ABC News. This is not according to Zero Hedge.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
White House is telling federal agencies they can hold off on suspending or firing federal workers for not complying with mandate until after the holidays. So according to the Biden-loving ABC News, Zero Hedge has to throw that in there. It's true. I mean, come on. Which has not yet been publicly announced. President Biden is putting pressure on. Okay, so this is what they're saying, is it hasn't been publicly announced because Biden is going to look like a massive hypocrite because he's putting so much pressure on private employers to do their mandate, while at the same time, he's kind of kicking his own mandate, kicking the can down the road a little bit. He's trying to buy time. So the U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Missouri on Monday issued a preliminary injunction on the mandate, which requires healthcare workers to have the medicine by January 4th. Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's after the holidays, isn't it? Yeah, he's saying that sounds about right. And last time I checked, January 4th is after the holidays. So I the internal memo doesn't even make sense. But I think that if you read into it, you can understand what their objective is. And here's more of the hypocrisy. In their filing, government lawyers argued the delay in the mandate would endanger many thousands of people and would cost lives every single day. With the reopening of workplaces and emergence of high scariance, the threat to workers is ongoing and overwhelming. While at the same time, they're telling people internally, yeah, you know that mandate thing, just go ahead and kind of forget about that for the time being. So there you have it. I think this article obviously illustrates the hypocrisy of what's going on in politics, and that it's kind of that game of the rules are meant for thee and not for me type of thing, which you would expect from the politicians. And why? Because they're just sociopaths. They don't care about you. They don't care about health. They don't care about science. They don't care about society. They don't care about the economy. They just care about themselves. And they just care about gaining more power and control. And they're going to do that if they have to lie to your face, if they have to do one thing and tell you to do the complete opposite. That's exactly what they're going to do. And that's exactly what you should expect. So that's number one. Number two is, I think this is great news. And the fact that it shows us how, when people stand up and fight for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism, and they do that in a way that's peaceful, nonviolent, and legal, the message is loud and clear. And it does force these sociopathic politicians to take pause And at the end of the day, if enough of us do it, it really moves the needle. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're always standing up and fighting for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.